We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Because for 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
In 2016, Donald Trump ran to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, in 2024, he's running to pass a national ban on a woman's right to choose. I'm running to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again, so women have a federal guarantee to the right to choose. Donald Trump doesn't trust women. I do. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Florida's in play, everybody. Florida's in play. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Florida, with its 30 electoral votes. 30. Yeah. We were a swing state when it first moved here. Then it swung the other way. And now it's time for it to swing back, is what it is. Physics being what it is and all. First, you go back into the right. Then you go back into the left, back into the left. And the thing that's going to do it is this issue. And let me tell you something. Here's the painful, ugly truth part of why Florida is in play, okay? The Supreme Court of the United States of America actually said, okay, here's what we're going to do about Roe v. Wade. And it's what they do on everything. It's what they do on everything that's difficult, everything that's, you know, constitutionally protected that they don't want to touch, but they want a result. They want a result that mimics what they think about that issue, what should happen on that, but they have no legal ability to do that. So some of you are ahead of me. You know what they do. They send it to the states. That way, the red states will at least have the result that they so desire, that they so dream of, that they so want, even if it means that half of the population of that red state die in parking lots waiting for medical help. They don't care. So while you criticize places over there about letting people die, remember that that's happening right here, right now, by virtue of a desire to see that happen in favor of the Church of Trump. So they sent it back to the states. Okay, so Florida gets it, right? I mean, obviously it goes back to the states. Now, the first state to actually say, oh no, you don't. We may be red, but we're not dead, okay? We like our lives. We like to have decision-making over our lives. We like choices. We like medical care. We're saying no. We're saying no, we're not going to have a ban on abortion. That was Kansas, and it was magnificent. It was absolutely the most stunning result. It was such a thumb in the eyeballs of, the Gorsuches and the Kavanaughs and the handmaids, okay, the Amy Coneys. So they went first. Ohio then spoke and said, no. We like privacy. Privacy, please. You are not shrinking government so small that it goes right up my uterus. I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. I'm not there. Okay. You want to shrink government? You want to do that? Go over there and do it over there. Not over here, over my dead body, which is basically what was going on, right? Because remember, there was a 10-year-old girl, 10, had to flee the state. Flee the state. I mean, this is just so sad and sick. Okay, so now it's in Florida. Now the whole thing's in Florida. And we have, you know, Ron Death Sentence, who couldn't give a damn about, you know, listen, he didn't give a damn about the seniors. Let them die. I mean, COVID is, so what? Who cares? You know, they're old anyway. They had lives. You know, it happens. When you get over 75 or 80 years old, you know, it happens. You die anyway. So who cares? I'm not closing up, my billiards halls. I'm not closing up, gymnasiums. I'm not closing things. I'm not going to stop people from attending church. Oh, let the old people die, which is a very strange way to observe God and his, love of life itself, you know. But anyway, that's what happened there, right? And he still has a complete vax denier as our health guy, you know, Mr. Ladapo. That's his name. Dr. Ladapo. Dr. Ladapo, who says, you know, vaccines will kill you. They'll hurt you. They'll harm you. Don't get one. Don't get one. And they're bringing me, they're making, you know, Florida great again for measles. They're going to make polio great again here. That's how backwards this place is. So yesterday, we got two court rulings, okay? But one was based on Ron Death's sentences, attempt to, and he actually was successful yesterday, in turning back the hands of time, and not in the share way, not in the fun way, not in the auto-tune way, not in the danceable way, but in the you know, Puritan way, in the for unlawful carnal knowledge way, in the Hester Prynne way, in the Scarlet Letter way. And now, today, we have a 15-week abortion ban firmly in place, ruled by the Florida State Supreme Court as being something that you could do constitutionally here in the state of Florida. And guess what? In 30 days, on May 1st, in Florida, there will be a six-week, which is almost a total abortion ban. Now, for a really long time, this was the place to be. This was the place to go for girls living in Alabama, for girls living in Georgia, to come here. Better come here now. So for the next May, June, July, August, September, October, November, you know, November, okay, there is going to be a lot of dying. There's going to be a lot of, you know, women getting septic in parking lots all over this state, waiting for them to be at death's door so that they could get medical help, even if their ultrasound came back and the sad, horrific news is your baby has no head. Still, you're going to have to carry to term. Unless you get septic and are at death's door, and then maybe you could get medical people to intervene. But I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's Florida. You know, you just don't know. So here's how Florida's in play. May 1st, six-week ban goes into effect. November, the Supreme Court said, well, you know, we don't like it either. Or, depends on how you look at it. You might not like this. So you know what? We are going to do what the Supreme Court desired. And that was leave it to the voters of the state. Now, a lot of the red states left it to their legislatures. Okay, said, well, it's a representative republic and you elected us. So we get to choose for you whether or not you have medical care available to you at any point in your pregnancy, even if the ultrasound comes back, that your baby is like, I don't know, the organs that are supposed to be in the chest cavity aren't there. Or the organs that are supposed to be in the abdominal cavity are in the chest cavity. And that happens too, you know, and you just don't want to hear about it because why should you? You never had to before, but now you do. Now you do. So in November, on the ballot in Florida, will be the question of whether or not you want to make abortion a constitutional right up to viability, which would be 24 weeks, okay? But here's the little thing. Here's the kicker. It's always something with them. It always is. Because it's a constitutional amendment, guess how much? Guess what the percentage has to be? Guess, everybody. Just guess. Yeah, 60. 60% of us have to show up, and 60% of us have to affirmatively vote to make that a protected right in the Florida state constitution. 60%. Now, I haven't seen Florida agree on anything in, you know, 60% of the time. Nothing. Not even whether oranges are, you know, delicious and it's, you know, the freaking Sunshine State. I don't know. But it's going to be on the ballot. And so, therefore, people must show up in unbelievable numbers to protect their right to medical help, to protect their right to choose. You're going to have moms with four kids already who get the bad news. And now they're going to be told in the state of Florida, you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea. So you have four kids. So what? You've done it before. You've done it four times. You don't know. Ron DeSantis knows. Dr. Ladapo knows. The state legislature knows better than you and your OBGYN. Like, what experience does he or she have in this area? In that region. See what I mean? So we're in play now.